many performers and folk artists
who drove many miles, in his case, all the way from West Virginia to sunny Florida to find rain. The performers stay dry under the new amphitheater, but the audience must endure the rain, protected by whatever gear they may have brought. But the Florida Folk Festival audience is extremely serious in its devotion to folk music and to these musicians, and surprisingly few are chased away. Many of the more experienced performers comment on the attentiveness and good behavior of the audience, and Cousin Thelma will find an opportunity later to chide gently those who run from the rain. On stage next, before the dampened audience, is Betty Smith from Marietta, Georgia. She accompanies herself on the auto harp with some help from some small creatures who have come out to play in the rain.
I'm going to do just a few verses of one that managed to come to get to this country. It's a ballad called Mary Hamilton, and I think it's one of the prettiest ballad tunes I know. This version is one that I heard Jeannie Robertson do, a Scottish singer.
Welcome a lovely lady, and by the way, she made my dress, my bicentennial dress, Evelyn Beers Bernstein, a lady of many talents from Petersburg, New York. Her accompanist is Shirley LaFeva.
Thank you very much. Now, I'm sure that there are a few of you folks out there who remember my late husband, Bob Beers. He's been coming here to this festival for many years, and it's part of the happiest memories of my life are days that I spent here with Bob and our daughter, Martha. And over the years, as I was going through some of Bob's papers and preparing them for an archive that has now been established in his memory, which houses all of his writings and his fiddle tune collection and so on, I've now been able to go through those papers without falling apart, because each one of them has a separate memory with it. And I discovered that he had written a song cycle over a period of maybe 10 or 15 years. And these were songs about things that he felt that were going down in his head at the time. And there's one about Fox Hollow and just the nice warm feelings that he had about it and life in general. And it's called the Ladybug Song. I'll tell you a tale that is brighter than gold, stranger than fiction, and 10 times as old, of polka dot ladybirds all in a row. How a frog on a pumpkin a courtin' did go. Macaroon guinea pig sang a refrain, all speckled with sun on a pallet of grain, while Punch from his puppet stage mounted a steed, and a happy green farmer went sowing his seed. A gaggle of foxes then danced on the green, for a prince and a princess too rare to be seen, a cat and his fiddle, a dog and his flea, and a turtle dove weeping beneath a tall tree. Oh, where is the pilgrim who came to the fair? Tell me where nest the swallows that followed him there. Come rock-a-bye, baby, the cradle and I, a pocket of clams and a handful of rye. The wind is a weaver that spins into vines all the shadows that whisper beneath the tall pines. And the fabric, my friends, is much richer than gold, and this song is a tale that has never been told. Yes, the fabric, my friends, is much richer than gold, and this song is a tale that has never been told. Thank you. When my mother lived with us several years ago, she had a favorite song called Lassie with a Yellow Coatie, and she would always ask us to sing that when we were at home and we were having a practice session. Whether we needed to practice it or not, she'd say, oh, sing Lassie with a Yellow Coatie, and we hope that you will join us on the chorus. It's a beautiful song, the Scottish song. Lassie, and again we meet. I hay meal and milk in plenty. I hay kale and cakes for dainty. I've a boughten ben for genty, but I want a wife like ye. Lassie, we are yellow coated. Will you ward a moorland jockey? Lassie, we are yellow coated. Will you busk and again we meet? Though my mailing be but small, little road have I to show. I've a heart without a flaw, and I'd
Is that a hawk? No, really, is it? Heavy. I never heard a frog like that.
Whippoorwill, maybe.
Pardon? Rain frogs. Oh, okay. Rain frogs. I think we're all rain frogs. What is it? Cousin Thelma says when we have a downpour around here, they call it a frog strangler, which I think is neat. Well, I brought along my fiddle. You know, fiddling is a tradition in our family. And so I have to keep it going here. And I need to get tuned up a little bit. And there, what do you think of that? Rain frogs, I'll show you. Okay. Fiddle on a cornstalk, fiddle all day. Fiddle up a tune in the old-time way. A one, two, three, four, ready, set, go. Play the corn fiddle with a shoestring bow. Well, I feed my duck what the goose won't eat, and I feed my pig what the duck won't eat. What the pig won't eat, I put on the shelf, and when I get hungry, I eat it myself. Fiddle on a cornstalk, fiddle all day, fiddle up a tune in the old-time way. A one, two, three, four, ready, set, go. Play the corn fiddle with a shoestring bow. Can't think of the next verse. Play another chorus. Oh, I knocked myself out. I couldn't think of the next verse. I'm so taken with this fiddle. It's a gorgeous tone. Well, this is the year 1976, and right on. And there was a song that was brought to this country, probably by other singers, but in the Beers family tradition, by a lady by the name of Annie McManus, who came here sometime after the Revolutionary War, and she settled in Boston, and she passed her music along to her children, and they pass it on along to Bob's ancestors, and so on down the line to us, and my daughter and my sister-in-law's children all represent the seventh generation to sing this song. It's supposed to be the only family in the country that has it in their oral tradition. It's called Dumbarton's Drums, and it once was sold as a broadside ballad on the streets of Boston. If you know the chorus, we hope you'll sing it with us.
Dumbarton's drums, they sound so funny when they remind me of my Johnny. Across the fields of bounding heather, Dumbarton tolls the hour of pleasure. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so funny when they remind. is he alone that can delight me? His graceful eye, it doth invite me. And when his tender arms enfold me, the blackest night doth turn and deep. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fond delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me? My love, he is a handsome laddie, and though he is Dumbarton's caddy, someday I'll be a captain's lady when Johnny tends his vow to me. Dumbarton's drums, they sound so bonny when they remind me of my Johnny. What fun delight can steal upon me when Johnny kneels and kisses me?
Thank you.
Oh, that was just beautiful. You can clap louder than that, can't you? Make that water fly. Back in the 60s, a young man came by. He came by two or three times. And then he started circumnavigating this country and Canada. And his fame grew. And I thought he'd forgotten all about us until one day in this summer, his agent called and said Gamble Rogers felt that it was perfectly ridiculous to go to all the festivals around about and never come to one of his favorites, the Florida Folk Festival. And I can't tell you how thrilled I am to present to you, rain and all, Gamble Rogers from St. Augustine.
A sure privilege to be here tonight. I'd like to get things started out with a folk song. This one was written, adapted, and arranged by the great Kentucky songwriter and guitarist Merle Travis. It's called That's All.
Thank you.
People go to school trying to learn how to teach, and some go to school trying to learn how to preach. You can't preach without going to school, and you ain't no preacher, you're an educated fool, and that's all. That's all. You better change your way of living for the good Lord's sake, that's all. Well, now man come from monkeys, some folks say, but the good book don't quite tell it that way. You believe that monkey tale like some people do, then I'd rather be the monkey brother than you, and that's all. That's all. You better change your way of living for the good Lord's sake, that's all. Yeah. Songs through. I didn't necessarily mean to sing a song for you. If you don't like the way the little song goes, that's a mighty sure sign I've been a tromping on your toes, and that's all. That's all. You better change your way of living for the good Lord's sake. That's all. And that's all. I was trying to grow up in Orange County, Florida. We all used to sneak out when we were teenagers and go to a funky little joint out in the woods, a place called the Club Eaton in Eatonville, Florida. Well, now, they used to play feature out there what they referred to as boogie music. Now, I was no stranger to the old boogie myself. In fact, I played a pretty mean boogie on my axe. Well, that's not the way some of the folks that played out there played the boogie. They had B.B. King, Ike and Tina Turner, and the hardest working man in show business, James Brown. Now, when James Brown boogie, he'd come out there, he'd throw that microphone down the floor, he'd throw his legs over top of it and say, please, 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 and the crowd go crazy. One time he's rocking and rolling down this end, please, 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 a young woman jump up and say, stop it, Jimmy, I can't stand it. He redoubled his effort. She took off running, white-eyed through the room, ran slapping the wall, knocked herself out. Now that's boogieing. Instantly, I seized upon the inherent potential of this art form, and I boogied diligently. But I never could achieve the same results James Brown did with his boogie. About the best I ever did was to get two Sigma Chi pledges to throw up in my guitar case at the University of Florida.